This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast. Today is Saturday, March 31st, 2012, and I'm Allison Hilliker.
And I'm Daryl Shandro. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and today we're going to talk about the Blind Bargains app for iOS. BlindBargains.com is a website run by the company AT Guys, and on that they list a lot of information relevant to folks who are blind. They post a lot of different deals and sales and information about new products that are relevant to people who are blind, and some of them are blindness related and a lot of them aren't. Sometimes it's just a nice way to gather resources of new things that are out there that you might want to know about, new sales and new products and such. So they have a website, they also have a Twitter, which is Blind Bargains, and they also do an email newsletter. But in addition to that, they just created their iOS app that's been out for a couple of weeks now, and we thought we would share that with our listeners.
Absolutely, and the cool thing about the Blind Bargains app is that it takes all of the content that's on the website and sort of puts it together into a nice, easy-to-read format. They categorize them into bargains, classifieds, audio content, and the ability to search.
So we're going to go through each of those components for you, and we're going to start with bargains, where you can actually view the different deals that they're posting. So I'm going to open up that app on my iPhone. I have an iPhone 4S.
Blind Bargains.
Just double tapped that.
Nebulous Light. Files. But
apparently it didn't want to open.
Button.
Files. Button.
Nope, it went into the
settings.
Wrong app. Okay,
buttons.
We're going to try this app.
File. Nebulous Light. Blind Bargains.
There's Blind Bargains.
Blind Bargains. Bargains. Heading.
Here we are. So there's a Blind Bargains heading. I'm going to flick to the right.
So never run out of battery.
We want to talk about first that these different components are tabs across the bottom of the app, right?
So yes. So when I'm at the bottom of the screen, I'm going to touch down near the bottom and
classifieds. Selected. Bargains.
The first
tab.
One that I encounter is actually, I touched near classifieds, but actually the furthest one to the left is bargains, which is selected right now. If I flick to the right,
classifieds.
There's classifieds.
Tab. Audio. Tab.
Audio.
Search. Tap about.
And
tab.
About.
Five of five.
So those are our options. I've already got my bargains selected, so I'm going to go back and touch in the middle of my screen.
Perkins Braille Earth. Never run out of battery power in the middle of an important phone call again. Link.
I'm going to use four fingers to touch near the top of the screen.
There you go.
Page one, bargains, heading.
There we go. There.
Never run out of battery power in the middle of an important phone call again. Link.
So what I did was I flicked to the right after I got past that headings, and there's the first one. Now that is never run out of battery. If I flick to the right.
Perkins Brailer at $240. Buy it now for $265. 22 hours ago.
So what it does is it tells us what deal it's showing. It's got a little information for you. And then it also says how long ago that was posted. So you know how current this info is. I'm going to flick to the right again. Go ahead.
Oh, and the first item after the heading. So in this case, the first item after the bargains heading is an ad from the Blind Bargains website.
Right.
So if you open it, it behaves a little differently.
Right.
Than the other things.
Right. So always remember that the first one is an ad. You're not going to get to the bargains or the classifieds right away. You're going to find that ad. So
right.
Flick to the right again.
This weekend, free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Yates. 24 hours ago.
Yeah, that is good to know. I like that. So I'm going to double tap on that now to get more info about it.
Perkins Brailer at this weekend,
there
free
we
shipping with. Article details. Bargains. Back button.
Okay.
Article details.
So
heading.
Flicking to the right.
Yep.
This weekend, free shipping with Independent Living Aids once again offers free shipping on all online orders using the link on this post. Normally, a $50 minimum order is required for free shipping. Some large items are excluded. This sale usually only comes around a few times a year. Deal ends April 1.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, that ends tomorrow, actually, so. Gotta quickly go do my shopping after this, I think. But in any case, so I'm going to flick to the right and see what other info is here.
Date, March 30th, 2012, 11, 18,
that was
27 a.m. Category, miscellaneous. View article button.
Okay, now there's a view article button. If I flick to the right again,
share button.
There's a share button.
Selected bargains.
And then if I keep looking to the right, it takes me back to the tabs at the bottom of the screen. So I'm going to go to
share
the left
view article.
Flick to the left until I find the view article button. I'm going to come back to this page in a little bit to look at the share button. But right now we're going to view the article.
This weekend, free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Aids. Article details. Back button. This weekend,
flicking
free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Aids.
So what I'm going to do here is if...
Blind Bargain Home. Link.
It takes us to the Blind Bargain site. So there's a lot of links at the top that you have to go through. A little bit of clutter at the top before you can get to the content of the page that you're looking for. You can flick to the right. I use the rotor to switch my navigation to headings. So I can flick up and flick down to move from heading to heading. But I found that that doesn't save me a lot of time because there's a lot of headings on this page. That a lot of the links are also headings. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to flick down.
Sponsors. Blind Bargains Mobile. The details. Heading level 2.
And I want the heading that says details. And that's where I'll find the rest of the info about this.
Details. Heading level 2. Independent Living Aids once again offers free shipping on all online orders using the link on this post. Normally.
There's that info again. So, if I flick to...
Go to this site. Link.
If I flick to the right, there's a link that says go to the site. So that would open in Safari.
And that would go to the Independent Living Aids website.
Yes, it takes you out of Blind Bargains and into Safari where you looked at the Independent Living Aids site. So if it was an... If it was a bargain for something else, you would go to the other, you know, whatever company it's related to's website. So, and I flick to the right.
Expires. Tomorrow, 11:59 p.m. ET.
That's useful to know.
Good. Exactly.
Comments. Heading level 2.
And then there's some comments.
No one has commented on this post.
Ah.
There you go. But you can read the comments if you want to. So that...
Independent Living Aids once again offers free... Go to this site. Expire. Tomorrow, 11:59 p.m.
I touched the little screen and it took me out of where I was.
Mm-hmm. Comments. No one has commented. You must be logged in. Bullet. Username or email. Text.
Okay, and that's just where you
just log in.
So
yeah.
That's pretty much all there is to a page for a deal listed under the Bargains tab. So I'm going to use four fingers and touch at the top of the screen to move back to the beginning.
Article details. Back button.
Then there's a back button. I could have also done the back gesture where you use two fingers and go right then left, but I went to the top to show that there was a back button there. Double tap that.
Article details. Bargains. Back button.
Now I'm back to the article details, where it was the page I was before, where there's also a share button. And we're going to look at that now. I'm going to flick to the right.
Article details. This weekend. Independent Living. Date. March. The category. View art. Share. Button.
And there's a share button. And there's a lot of fun options that you can do with the share button, where you can text the info about this bargain. So if I want to share with everyone that Independent Living Aids is doing free shipping, I can email it, I can text it, or I can tweet it. So I'm going to press the share button. I'm going to double tap it.
Alert. Share.
Okay, I'm going to flick to the right.
Tweet button.
Can tweet it.
Email.
Flick
button.
To the right again, and there's email.
Open in Safari.
Oh, I can open in Safari, too.
Message button.
And then there's a message button. That means I can text it, and that's the one I'm going to tap right now, because I'm going to send this to Daryl, because I think Daryl needs to know this.
New message. Message. Text field is
just
editing.
Just in case he didn't get
check
it from
this weekend.
Demo.
Free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Aid.
So... All right, so it took me to a text message.
Send button.
And the message is already filled out for you.
Yes, it's already. If I flick to the left here, I'll see what it
message.
Says.
Message. Text field is editing. Check out this weekend. Free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Aids. An article at http://www.blindbargains.com/b/6.
Okay, so that's what the text message is going to say that I'm sending to Daryl. And what I need to do is I need to put his address in, so I'm going to, or his number in rather, so I'm going to flick to the left.
Two. Text field. Two.
I think I double tap on two.
Two.
And I have to double tap on the text field.
Two. Yeah. Text field.
Double tap there, and it takes me into my contacts.
Message. Check out this weekend. Send button.
Mike.
Message. Add from address to text
gives
field.
You an add from
editing.
Address.
Book. Add from address book.
There
button.
It is.
There
okay. So I
double
message.
That.
So when
check
you're in the message, the first time you flick to the left.
Add from address book.
There's the add from address book.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. I knew it was there somewhere.
All contacts. Ben Blomgren.
There we go.
And I'm going to go to the table index by touching near the right edge of the screen. Just tap touching once.
Table index adjustable.
Flick down until I find S for Chandra.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. Daryl Chandra.
There we go.
And I'm
going
to double tap on him.
Info. Choose a contact to text all contact info. Cancel. Image. Daryl Chand. Mobile. iPhone. 480.
I just had to flick to the right until I found his iPhone. I want to make sure I'm sending to that rather than trying to text his landline, which wouldn't end well.
No.
2.
Now it took me back to my text message. I think. Yep.
Check out this weekend. Add from address book 2. Text field. Is editing. Daryl Chandra.
There it is.
Button.
I kept flicking to the left until I saw that his name had in fact been put in there. So now I'm going to flick back to the right till I get to the send button.
2. Add message. Send. Button.
And double tap.
Article details. Bargains. Back button.
Now the message has gone out.
Mm-hmm. And it took me back to the article details page. Oh, and there was the little sound that let me know that the message did in fact send. Yay.
Yay. And I should be seeing something over here.
There you go.
Notification. Messages. Allison Hilliker. Check out this weekend. Free shipping with no minimum at Independent Living Aids. An article at http://www.blindbargains.com/b/6704%0an article from blindbargains.com.
Okay, I know it now. Yay.
Good deal. All right. And now you can have that with you wherever you go with your phone. You'll be able to know about it. Treasure that message always. This is a good memory of this podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm back to my details page, and I'm going to do the back gesture now where I two fingers right then left. Or maybe.
Screen locked. Bargains.
No.
This weekend, free shipping with no minimum at Independent Bargains. Heading. Never run out of battery. Perkins Brailer at $240.
Oh, it took me back to the bargain screen. It didn't
it
take
did.
Me back to the...
Yes.
I thought it took me back to the info, the bargain info, but it took me to the actual bargains tab where all of the bargains are listed again. So that's fine, too. So.
Yes.
And I can look at it.
This weekend,
flick
free
to
shipping
right
with no minimum
at
12 LED desk lamp for $4.99.
If I want
shipped.
To, I can double tap that. And
article
I'm
details.
Back at more
bargains.
Article details.
Back article details. Heading.
And I'm not going to read through this one and show the share
right.
option again. I just wanted to show that once you're back in that main bargain screen, you can keep flicking to the right until you find another deal that you want to look at and double tap that and start the process again. So I'm going to do my back gesture this time and see if it works.
Meritline offers this 12 LED desk lamp for $4.99.
It did.
Date, March 30th, 2012, 10:31, 21 a.m.
The back gesture doesn't seem to be working, oddly enough, so I'm going to try to use a touch with...
Bargains.
Oh, they worked.
It did that
time. This weekend, free shipping with no minimum...
It was resisting me.
Yes.
Resistance is futile.
Something like that.
One notification.
Oh.
Messages. Allison Hilliker. Check out this weekend.
Okay, so once in a while, iMessage does that, where you get two alerts.
Right, it didn't send it twice. It just alerted him twice.
Yes.
So, all right, now Daryl's going to show us how the classifieds work. There was another tab for classifieds. So,
now I am also in the Blind Bargains app on my iPhone. Also have a iPhone 4S, finally.
Yay!
So, let's see. So I am also currently
selected
Allison,
bargains,
on the bargains tab
one
which
of
is
five.
In the lower left-hand corner of the screen when you're in the Blind Bargains app. I'm going to flick to the right.
Classifieds tab 2 of 5.
I'm going to double tap on classifieds.
Selected classifieds tab 2 of 5.
And then again, I'm going to go to the top of the screen, four fingers, tap on the top.
Classifieds heading.
And we have the classifieds heading, flicking to the right.
Protect your investment with an Interbox case today. Link.
There's an ad.
There's the ad, and then just keep going.
One more chance. Talking MP3 players. Get 45% off micro SD cards. 2 days ago. PayPal for $500 or best reasonable offer. 3. Zoomx portable scanner and OCR software for $1,000. 3 days ago.
And the good thing is you find out how old these classifieds are as well, just like the bargains.
So these
Nokia E72 phone
that people want, people who are wanting to sell their own technology or their own products will basically contact Blind Bargains and say, can we put this in your classified section? That's where those are coming from, that, where that content's from.
Exactly. So where's the bargains tab contains news and product information and deals from companies, like established businesses. These are these classifieds come from other users.
Exactly.
A Nokia E72 phone with TOCS and the KNFB reader for $600 with shipping inside the U.S. An ID made on me with the fall 2011 database for $400 with shipping if inside the U.S.
I've just been
6 days ago.
To the right. I'm just going to double tap that one.
Article details. Classifieds. Back button.
And I don't have to go to the top of the screen on this because it has taken me there automatically. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Article details. Heading. An ID made on me with the fall 2011 database for $400 with shipping if inside the U.S. I am selling an ID made on me with a 1GB compact flash card with the fall 2011 database for $400 with shipping included if inside the U.S. It comes in a leather case with an AC charger. It is in good condition. This item is great for use in the kitchen in my experience. Contact information. My phone number is 201.
Okay, I just two-finger double-tap that. Okay. Flip to the right.
My email is Ben Vercello, and my Twitter name is date, March 25th, 2012, 11:22 a.m.
So I'm just going to show, I'm flicking to the right.
Category, household, view article button.
And we have the view article, which would do the same thing as it does in the bargains tab, would open up into the blindbargains.com website entry for this article. So we'd have the clutter at the top and, you know, what you would have if you go to the website. And then I'm going to flick one more time to the right.
Share button.
One more time.
Bargains.
And we
tab.
Go back to the tab
one of five.
At the bottom. So flicking back to the left one more time is the share button.
Share button.
And I'm going to double tap that and I'm going to try the tweet option.
Alert. Share.
And I get the share alert and we went through all the different options and flick to the right.
Tweet button.
And I'm going to hit the double tap the tweet button.
Article details. Tweet. Text field. Is editing. An ID made on me with the fall 2011 database for $400 with shipping if inside the U.S.
Now you have to have your Twitter account linked up with the iPhone's actual Twitter app. Correct? That's what you did?
Yes. Now, it's actually, interestingly enough, it doesn't require the official Twitter app be installed. There is a section under your settings icon, you know, that where you can adjust your accessibility settings, your Wi-Fi settings, all that, your ringtones, all that good stuff. There's one in there, an entry in there that just says Twitter. You go in there and you enter your Twitter username and password right there.
Right.
And actually, that's a good thing to do, even, you know, irrespective of whether you want to use this particular app with Twitter, because other apps are now starting to use that system instead of having their own authorization system for going into Twitter. They're using that instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's probably a good thing to have that set up. They probably, I know Apple is expanding this whole thing so that instead of every app having their own way of accessing social networking sites, they go through the iOS settings.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'm going to, instead of tweet this, I'm going to cancel it.
Fall to cancel.
Which is in the
button.
Upper left corner of the screen, just below the status bar. I'm going to double tap.
Article details. Share button.
So that is pretty much it for classifieds. I'm going to hit the back, use the back gesture. Two finger scrub right, left. Yeah, and it
classifieds.
Worked that time.
An ID made on me with the fall to
just stop that. That's essentially it for the classifieds. Pretty straightforward. Okay, so Allison is now going to demonstrate the audio section of the app.
Yes, Blind Bargains and AT Guys do a lot of podcasts and other audio, and that's going to be found in the audio tab in this Blind Bargains app. And so I'm going to touch near the bottom of the screen and see where I am.
Classifieds tab.
No.
2 of 5.
I went to the classifieds tab. I'm going to flick to the right.
Audio tab.
There's the audio tab, and I'll double tap that to select it. And
Number CS selected audio.
Okay,
tab.
Now I'm going use 4 fingers and single tap at the top of the screen to get to the top.
Audio heading.
There's my audio heading. If I flick to the right,
get this Likas Bluetooth keyboard for your phone from the AT Guys.
So don't want to press that one because that's not an audio. It looks like it might be an audio since we're in the audio tab, but I learned that it isn't. It will open in Safari. So I'm going to flick to the right to start finding some of the audio files.
Audio. A Makeover 4 accessible event. 10 days ago.
And flick again.
Number CSUN 12 audio. New note taking and braille options from HIMSS. 26 days ago. Number CSUN 12 audio. Crowdsourced funding in the release of the 6 dot. 26 days ago.
So, okay, so that's just an example of some of the audio. I'm going to go back to flick back to the left until
Number CSUN 12 audio. A Makeover 4 accessible event.
We're going to do the accessible event one, which was with Saratech Company. They did a podcast about their accessible event. So I'm going to double tap that to see the audio. So I can...
Audio info. Audio. Back button.
Okay, so I'm at audio info page. If I flick to the right, I find...
Audio info. Heading. Audio. A Makeover 4 accessible event. There was even more to see at CSUN 2012, and we'll be recording some more podcasts to cover what we missed.
So there's a little description there.
Saratech.
To the right.
Link.
A little link to Saratech.
Released version 2.0 of their accessible event platform, which adds many new features to the online meeting platform, including text chat, polls, and mobile device support.
Okay, so I'm going to, that's just giving more description of what the podcast is about. Flick to the right again.
Size, 6.36 megabit. Date, March 21st, 2012. Duration,
again.
13, for play audio button.
There's a play audio button, so I'm going to press that.
Share.
Well, let's
button.
See what's to the right of it. Oh, there's another share button, so I can share that if I wanted to.
Bargains, tab,
okay,
1 of 5.
Okay, I'm back to the tabs at the bottom. So I'm going to flip back to the left, because that's all the options there is for the audio tabs. So.
Share button, play audio button.
Going to the play audio button.
Audio info. Done.
Welcome to
button.
Another blindbargains.com audio podcast. Brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Online at atguys.com.
Okay, and I paused the audio there by taking 2 fingers and double tapping. If I didn't want to do it that way, that's just the quick gesture for play and pause. But if I flick to the right here, I can look at, there's also a play pause button that I could have double tapped to if I had flicked to it. So right now I'm just going to
track position
to the right.
13 seconds.
I'm going to go to the top.
Done button.
I touched with 4 fingers. There's the done button. I'm going to flick to the right.
Track position. 13 seconds.
So
up.
Track position.
13 minutes. 14
track
seconds.
Track position tells me how far I am into that audio file. So if I want to skip ahead a little bit, I just flick up while I'm on this control.
Track position. 13 seconds. 1 minute. 32 minutes. 51 seconds.
And if I want to go backwards, I
13
just flick
minutes.
Down.
1 minute. 32 seconds of 13 minutes, 14 seconds.
So that's kind of nice if you like to go back and forth, if you want to hear something again, or if you want to skip past a part, that's kind of convenient. I'm going to flick to the right and see what's next.
Video.
Now this is interesting. I wasn't sure what this video control does here. I'm going to double tap it because I discovered something interesting about it.
Video.
When I double tap video, it takes me somewhere in this app where I can't go anywhere. If I flick to the right, you hear the sound, what I call the wall, which just means you can't go anywhere. And if I flick to the left, can't go anywhere. Flick
heading
up,
not found.
Can't go anywhere, and it says heading not found. Flick down.
Heading not found.
Nothing. No matter which way I go, there's nothing here. I'm not sure what it's supposed to do, but the only way to get out of here that I found is to double tap again, just right where you're at.
Video.
And that takes you back to the previous screen where you were, where you can play the audio or jump through the track position. So that's something interesting. So I would say avoid that video button there because it doesn't seem to take me anywhere that seems to do anything.
Not only does it not do anything, really, but it takes you where you don't want to go.
Right, so. Because it looks like there's no way to get out. It turns out you can get out, but at first when you look at it, it's like, oh no, I'm trapped. There's walls all around me.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to flick to the right again.
Previous track. Button.
Okay, I found out this doesn't seem to do anything.
Actually, here's an interesting thing that I just realized when I was thinking about this audio player. If you are listening to the audio and you double tap and hold the previous or next buttons, I bet you it fast forwards or rewinds.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, that is a common control in these audio players.
Then let's try it.
Yay.
Spreadsheets. All of these
nice.
Things can be
but simply
shown accessibly to your attendees
to
who join previous track.
To another blindbargains.com
yes. Did do that.
So that's nice to know. So if I flick to the right again.
Play button.
There's a play button.
You buy pause.
And if I want
assistive technology experts
to a pause button.
Online
so
at ATGuys. Play.
Okay. Flick to the right again.
Next track button.
Next track button. Let's see what that does. Double tap.
Next track.
Double tap and hold.
I was trying to double tap to see what it did.
Right. It didn't do anything.
But I wanted to try it out just to see.
Yay.
Now I'm going to double tap and hold
blaze
and
a new
fast
trail,
forward.
Right?
Yep. Always about blazing new trails. Double tap and hold.
Surprised we didn't crash.
Now all I did was I double tapped and held, and it fast forward as long as I was holding. And when I wanted it to stop fast forwarding, I just lifted up my finger, and it stopped and started playing from where I had fast forwarded to. So that's an interesting feature too, and makes for some pretty interesting sounds.
And you have this, by the way, in your in when you're playing. Podcasts and downcast, you know, the previous and next controls, we demonstrated a few of those different things in downcast by just moving by, you know, 15 seconds and so on. But
right.
You also have this double hold, double tap and hold action as a possibility. Also, you have this in the music app. Yeah, in a few other places too.
So,
very cool.
Yes, and the downcast that he was referring to, we did another podcast about. So if you haven't heard that one yet, check out blindaccessjournal.com, and we have our downcast podcast too.
Absolutely.
All right, so that is pretty much what there is for the audio section. If I want to get out of this, I'm going to do the back gesture again.
Video.
Which didn't work, so I'm going to four finger single tap at the top.
Done. Button.
Oh, it's a done button.
Oh, and it's a done button.
That's
because
why the back gesture didn't work.
Yeah,
it's done.
Because we are in the audio player itself.
So it won't actually go back. So okay,
it will once we do this.
But that's how you can exit then out of this player is to double tap the done button.
Audio info. Audio. Back button.
There we go.
Right.
Audio info.
Still in the article.
Heading.
I'm in the article.
Itself. Audio. Back button.
So I'm going to double tap the back button. And
selected.
I'm back
audio.
To the list of
audio.
Podcasts.
Audio. A makeover 4 accessible event.
Awesome.
Awesome. So that's how the audio works.
And finally, last but not least, we have the search option in Blind Bargains. And that lets
an ID
us,
made on me with default about search audio.
Search all of the products that blindbargains.com links to. So again,
bargains.
In the lower
tab.
Left corner,
one of five.
We have bargains. Flicking to the right.
Selected. Classified.
Classified.
Tab. 2 of 5.
That's what I was doing last, so that's why that's still selected. And then to the right.
Audio. Tab. 3 of 5.
Right, one more time.
Search. Tab. 4 of 5.
Double tap search. And then I'm going to tap the top of the screen with 4 fingers, go back to the top.
Bottom of screen.
See what, well, that was not quite right. Try that again.
Search. Heading.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Search products. Search field.
Now,
double tap to edit.
We don't have an ad this time.
Right.
We go right to the search field. I'm going to just flick to the right and see what else is here.
Cancel. Dimmed. Button.
So we haven't typed anything in yet, so that's dimmed. Go to the right.
Learn about the hottest video magnifier available today. Link.
There's the ad.
Yay, it's after the search field. That's good. Okay, to the right.
Empty list.
Empty list because we don't have anything yet.
Bargains.
And
tab.
Back to the list.
1 of 5.
So I'm going to go back up to the top.
Search. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Search products. Search field.
And
double tap to edit.
do as it suggests and double tap.
Search field is editing. Search products.
And we, when we were testing the app prior to doing this show, we decided that we would search for the word Apple.
Because we were thinking we'd get Apple products. That was our thought. But instead, we found some other interesting results that we'll show you once we search.
So here we go.
A, A, O, P, P, O, P, P, L, L, E, E.
And then I'm going to hit the search button, which is in the lower right corner of the screen.
Search.
Double tap. And then I just waited for a few seconds.
About tab. Oh, there we go. 5 of 5.
And it actually just took us to the last tab at the very bottom right corner of the screen. So I'm going to tap the top with 4 fingers.
Search. Heading.
Start flicking to the right.
Apple. Search field. Double tap to edit. Clear text. Button.
So if you cancel. Decided you didn't want to, if you didn't want to search for that after all, you could clear the text there or cancel it.
Exactly. And the cool thing is what I like about clear text is, say you, and this happens in other apps too, say you've been trying to enter something and for some reason, since it can be difficult to edit or challenging to edit in iOS, you really, really mess things up. It's kind of nice to be able to just hit clear text instead of having to figure out how to go and delete everything
right.
by pressing the delete.
And start over without having to exit the search completely.
There you go. Exactly. Flicking to the right.
Learn about the hottest video magnifier available today. The Sensational Alphabet Book. Merchant. Right, so. Independent Living Aids. Price, $29.95.
The cool thing is it gives you lots of information before you even double tap. It says what it is, where it's from, and the price.
So it gave us an alphabet book. It must be A is for Apple or something like that.
Cute, huh?
Yep.
Watch this. Flicking to the right again.
Onion and tomato holder. Merchant, Independent Living Aids. Price, $2.95.
So it really does search everything that has the keyword that you search for.
That kind of made us chuckle a little bit.
Yes.
Flip to the right again.
iConcepts dual system iPod dock with caller ID telephone. Merchant, Independent Living Aids. Price, $99.95.
Finally, something technology related that probably works with iOS.
There we go. That's what we were looking for. Apple company, not the fruit.
I'll double tap that and see what happens.
Product details. Search. Back button.
And then I'm going to flick to the right.
Product details. Heading. iConcepts dual system iPod dock with caller ID telephone. Charge your Apple iPod with this useful and attractive dock. The iConcepts iPod dock not only serves as an easy way to charge your iPod, but it also provides you with a caller ID telephone, an AM/FM radio and an alarm clock, letting you wake up every morning to the sounds on your iPod.
Sounds kind of neat.
Yeah, that is.
Price, $99.95.
Oh.
Merchant, Independent Living Aids.
It's a little expensive, though, actually, but nice.
View article button.
And so, again, you get the same options, right? You could view the article.
Share button. Bargains. Tab.
And then you have the tabs. So I'm going to go back to the top.
Search. Back button.
Hit the back. Use the back gesture.
Selected. Search. iConcepts dual system iPod dock with caller ID telephone. Merchant, Independent Living.
And that is the search function of the Blind Bargains app.
And that pretty much covers all the features of the app. The only tab left there is About, which we weren't going to demo because it talks about the app. But that covers everything there is to cover in Blind Bargains.
If you want to learn more about the app, which is a free app.
Yes, it is.
You can go to the blindbargains.com website.
Or search for Blind Bargains in the App Store.
Absolutely. This has been another Blind Access Journal podcast. I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.